A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, May 6th, 2022. And this is Live Talk. My name is Chris Gande, and my co-host, Marvelous Mfanga Nyahuye, will be joining us shortly. And in tonight's show, we are going to be looking at the issue of the transport crisis. And before we go to that, I would like to inform our listeners that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes. Thanks again for joining us. You are listening and watching Studio 7 Live Talk. And as I said, this evening, we are looking at the ongoing transport crisis. Monopoly public transport company ZUPCO appears to be failing to move thousands of passengers after a police clampdown on private transporters who are not registered under ZUPCO. On Tuesday, local government minister July Moyo was summoned to parliament to give a ministerial statement on the country's failing public transport system. And the company was also taken to court by human rights lawyers who want the matter addressed immediately, as some private transporters are now charging the double the usual US dollar fare. We are also going to talk about the calls for a nationwide shutdown that is being called for Monday. Internet activists joined by students and trade unions across the country are mobilizing under the hashtag Shutdown Zimbabwe, and they've called for a stay-home protest on Monday over Zimbabwe's deepening economic crisis. The activists hope workers and students will heed their call to bring the country to a standstill. All right, so these are the issues that we are going to be looking at today, and we have, as usual, guests lined up in our program. We have, of course, Mr. Ben Apa. We have from the CPC, Mr. Tawanda Zokora. We also have from EFF Zimbabwe, Mr. Innocent Ndibali. Gentlemen, welcome to the show. And my co-host has now joined us, Marvelous Mfanga Nyahuye.
Thank you so much. Welcome to the program, our dear guest. I'm Marvelous Mfanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. As the chief said earlier on, we're going to be looking at the situation in Zimbabwe.
When we are looking at the transport crisis, Mr. Zokora.
Munyika mune manyama mire nerongo, amuna chakanaka, vanhu vari kutambura, kufamba kwanetsa muZimbabwe, andizive kuti ZANU-PF ichazviona rini kana kubvuma rini kuti we have a crisis in Zimbabwe. I don't know what, when and how ZANU-PF is going to realize and agree that we have a crisis in our transport system, we have a crisis in our health system, because there are no medicines in our hospitals, nurses are not being well paid, there's a big brain drain. We have a crisis even in our education system. That's the reason why you are seeing students calling for a national shutdown. We have a crisis in our economy. We have a crisis everywhere. There is,
unfortunately, your audio there.
A nation in crisis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We are a nation in crisis. I don't know if you can still hear me.
We lost you a little at the end, but maybe just go ahead.
Can you still hear me?
Yes,
we can now.
We can.
Oh, okay. Thank you. There was a... Yes, so we are a nation in crisis. What ZANU-PF did with our transport sector is despicable. It's indicative of a government that has failed. They tried to come up with a monopoly. I don't know how they were trying, how they were intending to do it, because this is a government that has failed to run itself. ZANU-PF government has failed to run itself as government, but they were now trying to leave the whole amount of work that they are supposed to do for the country and start running a transport company. And now they've failed. Now they are being taken to court. Now the people that they've taken as part of that company, the private transporters, are pulling away. They don't have anything. They don't have the buses. They have very few buses. These people have been misleading people. They claim to be getting new buses every year. But it was the same buses that were being put somewhere, and then people are shown Mnangagwa has bought buses, and their people go to town on social media lying to the people of Zimbabwe that all is well in our transport system. But you cannot bury things like that somewhere. You cannot hide your failure. Andrina manyanga ariputirwe. Saka zinyangaria riatakuruona iko zvino nekuti mutransport muya hamuna chiri kubuda, vanhu vari kunetseka kufamba, vanhu havana kana chekuendesa kana kumabasa kwacho. Zimbabwe's transport system is now the worst in the region or in the history of our transportation. Saka ndozvimwe izvozvo zvakuita kuti chero nevana vechikoro vataurawo kuti aiwa hurumende iyi yakoniwa, ngatimirei, ngatimbomisai zvinhu zvese munyika tione kuti tiri papi. So yes, the national shutdown will be going on Monday, and even my transporters acho mashoma iwayo ngavarege kufamba.
Yes, thank you so much. Mr. Ndivali, what's your take? We heard there Mr. Zokora's sentiments. What's your take?
You see, the problem that we've always had with the MDC CCC is that they are very good at making a lot of noise, using a lot of buzzwords to describe the situation, but they don't propose solutions. Out of what Comrade Zokora has been saying here, he didn't propose even one solution, but he's been describing the challenges. Indeed, the challenges are there. I'm in Zimbabwe right now. I'm in Bulawayo. The challenges are clear. People are struggling with transportation. It is very clear that there is a need to engage as Zimbabweans to find a lasting solution to the crisis that is befalling our country regarding transport. But it is not the time to politicize the challenge, because given the circumstances that we are facing as a country, where we must acknowledge that our country has suffered for a long period of time under very serious and catastrophic sanctions that have actually caused some of the challenges, including the pricing of fuel, including the prices of bus fare from one point to another. So we must be honest as opposition. We must be opposition that must add value to our country, not the crybabies day in, day out. The other thing is that the MDC and the MDC...
Can I hold you for a second? We can see half your face. Can you, like, move? Yes, that's much better.
Can you see me? So what I was saying is that the triple C has described a number of crises, but what he left out is the crisis of leadership within the triple C itself, where they cannot go to Congress. They opt to go and head courts in the villages instead of resolving the crisis or the challenges that we have regarding transport. One thing that you must remember is that these guys were in parliament when Zupco was brought back. They never raised any issues. They never came forward to provide an alternative or offer checks and balances to the government. But they still continue to claim themselves as the official opposition. So for us as EFF, we believe that the solution is to have a re-engagement and propose to the government perhaps that the Imchova must return. There must be a broad-based engagement so that we can find a lasting solution, so that we can sit down with the leadership and actually find ways of resolving the problems, because we've got the problem of fatalities in along the roads. We've got the problems of a situation whereby even those in the private sector are cashing in. They are actually charging various prices. They are actually taking advantage of the situation. So that's why we are saying that in EFF, we believe in a state that is decisive in key strategic sectors of the economy, including the sector such as transportation. So the government must be decisive. The government must continue to be involved. But however, the private sector must be engaged, and the private sector must also play its part. But I think Imchova, Ochova, Mbaiwa, and all those things, we believe the government must consider to bring them back and help resolve the problem, because they've got many associations for the people who are doing transportation, both in the private sector as well as, you know, those who are doing mshigashiga. There must be a dialogue. There must be an engagement. Perhaps there must be a national conference to address the issue. But let us do that respectfully, and let's do that as Zimbabweans. Let's not take advantage. And the last thing is that we as EFF, we are not part of the shutdown. We are saying shutdown and what? These guys have been telling us about so many shutdowns and then what? We must engage, because after shutdown, you're going to need to engage. So why don't we engage now and find solutions? Why don't we have a shared vision so that we can resolve the issues of transport rather than insulting each other and actually describing crisis instead of actually coming up with proposal and alternatives?
Thank you so much, Mr. Zogwata. Your response?
I don't know what crisis he's talking about. Crisis, what crisis? There's no crisis in CCC. I don't know why you're poking your nose into CCC business. We have our Congress. We never said we are not going to have the Congress. The Congress is going to be held. It's going to be done. But at an appropriate time, it will be done. At a time that we want. Not at a time that ZANU-PF wants. Not at a time that our detractors want. We will have a Congress when the time comes. So, in the leadership of the party has made their decisions. We are here. People are working. It's not time to dilly-dally. It's time to address people's specific issues, and that's exactly what everyone is focusing on right now. And I hear you blaming. You're coming here saying CCC blames, but you are here guns blazing. You're sharpening your knives and your axes, you know, to cut down CCC, and you blame CCC for endorsing ZUPCO. There is nothing wrong with ZUPCO. If you listen to the address by our secretary for transport, you understand that there is nothing wrong with ZUPCO. What is wrong is to give ZUPCO a monopoly. We address the issue of transport, you know, as a police issue using our secretary for transport, and we had several proposals that included city councils, town councils, and rural councils being able to run their own transport systems. That's what happens in South Africa. That's what happens. You see in bus service. You see here in the USA, in the United Kingdom, town councils or city councils are allowed to be part of the transport sector. The transport sector must be opened up so that we have private operators. So we did not say ZUPCO should have a monopoly. And there is no way a government or the state should refuse permission to run a transport system like ZUPCO. It used to be there as Omnibus, and it used to work, and it used to work efficiently. But what those previous governments never did was to monopolize the transport system, and that is what we are against. So if you go back on internet right now, if you just Google what our Secretary for Transport said, you will see that we provided more solutions than ZANU-PF itself. And when people say we are taking mass action, or we are doing a shutdown, or we are going for a mass protest, it's not an indictment of the situation or of a government. It's a people a citizenry that is exercising its democratic right. It's a way of crying out. It's a way of telling the people that the way you are doing things is not the way they are supposed to be done. As a party, we have reached out to Emmerson Mnangagwa. You know that. You have even ridiculed us about that. President Chamisa is trying to have talks with Emmerson Mnangagwa. He even wrote a letter. We were trying to reach out so that we can sit down and resolve our nation's issues as sons and daughters of Zimbabwe. But ZANU-PF has been continually refusing. So when a government is not listening, when people are talking, when citizens are calling for dialogue, what do? We have no other way except to use our constitutional mandate, our constitutional right. You cannot come and criticize Zimbabweans for taking up their constitution, for going in the streets and exercising their democratic right, and say, no, the transport sector has been immobilized by ZANU-PF. Let's do it. Let's do A, B, C, D. The health system is not working. We want to talk to you, but you are refusing to talk to us. What else can we do? We go in the streets. And this is a okay.
Vajokora, ndirikunzwa vandi mande vari kutivo imi semapato anopikisa muri kungochema asi hapana chamuri kuuya nacho muchitaura kuti zvogadziriswa sei takanyanyonangana nenyaya yezvokufambisa izvi
ndo zvanataura izvo kuti izvozvi you just need to go on Google and see the proposals that our Secretary for Transport was saying just a few days ago. That includes even Harare City Council being allowed to be part of the transport system. Bulawayo City Council should be allowed to take part. Everyone should be allowed to take part as long as they are following the laws and rules and regulations of the country. You know, the transport sector must be opened up to private players. And that way, this problem will be solved. But we have a situation here. We cannot fail to mention those things because we have people like Nzivane who come here and say that we are criticizing. How do you have one person running the whole country? You have one person who is in the health industry. You have one person who is allowed to have a monopoly even in the transport sector. We cannot fail to criticize that, because if we fail to criticize, like Martin Luther King says, you see something that is wrong and then you keep quiet, then you are also part of the problem. You become, you know, part of the issue as well. So we are pointing out that the monopoly that ZANU-PF has created and that ZANU-PF has supported, it's not working for the people of Zimbabwe. We need participants to come in with their own buses, with their own combis, with their own emergency taxis. That's how everyone else is operating in the world. I don't know where ZANU-PF gets its policies from. Maybe they get them from Divane and other people. But the economy, the transport sector needs to be opened up ASAP.
Yes, interesting. There, Mr. Ndivali, you heard what Mr. Tsokora just said. But on another issue, the other issue that we're talking about, the stay away, you say you are not going to participate, and this is just a stay away and not a street protest. So what do you think is the best way of protesting if you feel like you need to protest? Is it not a safe way of just saying, no, I'm not going to work?
I want to first of all correct what Mr. Tsokora said. I never came here and criticized Zimbabweans for protesting, and I never denied that every Zimbabwean has got a constitutional right, a guaranteed, absolutely a constitutional right to protest or to have a conversation with their government and you know, seek a remedy to whatever concerns they've got. So that one, I want to clarify that. The next thing is that you see the problem is that we've got confusion within opposition. This confusion is a situation whereby this morning someone is MDCT, tomorrow morning someone is CCC, the following day they are talking about the policies that they articulated when they were in MDCT. Mr. Dzokora is talking about a letter that was written by Comrade Chamisa when he was in MDCT. I'm not aware of a letter that was written to the president or to the government regarding these issues while he's in CCC, unless if it's a new thing. But in terms of going forward, we have said that we are not part of the shutdown because we are not consulted. We are not informed as to what has informed this resolution and who made these resolutions
and what are the aims, what are the objectives, what are the outcomes, what are the possibilities. Have we exhausted all the possibilities of engaging as Zimbabwe before actually going out and calling for a protest? So these are the issues that for us within the opposition, we are not aware of that initiative. And even if we were aware, we would have said to them, wait a minute, let us have a conversation, even among us as opposition, and have a clear, solid proposal to the government as opposition, as a united opposition, and say, look, to the government, this is what we believe as the opposition. This is what we believe can work for Zimbabwe as a country. But the problem is that we come from different ideological positions as well, where some of our friends, they do not have the ideology yet. They have not found what values they stand for. They have not found what ideology they believe in. They are still thinking about going to Congress or not going to Congress in form or in whatever, shape. So what we are saying is that the confusion that is there within opposition is what EFF Zimbabwe cannot be part of. We cannot just be included in things that we do not understand. Shut down and then what? Shut down and what are the outcomes that you are going to have? If you could tell the Zimbabweans today, Comrade Zokora, and say after shutdown, the transport system is going to be fixed. After shutdown, the health system is going to be fixed. After shutdown, people are going to get jobs. Tell Zimbabweans today that is what you are going to achieve. That is not true. You are going to achieve nothing. But what we can achieve more if we can sit around the table and negotiate and discuss and propose and exchange ideas, where we can sit down with the president and say, Comrade President, say, the people are suffering. The problems are A, B, C, D. The proposals that we have as opposition, as the united opposition that is there to serve the interest of the country, these are our propositions. But you know, they don't do that. They go out in the villages and aid the Chinono gods instead of coming to unite with other opposition to find solutions so as to save lives. Because we have had people who have suffered a lot of fatalities across our country. This is not the time for small boys politics. This is the time for serious politics of engagement, serious politics of patriotism. And the opposition must be even able to speak clearly with clarity on issues of sanctions. But these guys in CCC, they believe that when we speak against sanctions, therefore you are ZANU-PF. When you speak for expropriation of land without compensation, then we are ZANU-PF. When you speak of borderless Africa, then you are ZANU-PF. When you say, let's not have the politics of insulting each other, let's have the politics of engagement, then you are ZANU-PF. Unfortunately, Zimbabwe is still going to be here for a long time because the opposition is playing, the opposition is useless. We are the only opposition that is bringing substance in the opposition side of our governance. These guys are governing local authorities. These people have been there. Now they are coming back in yellow t-shirts and saying that they are new. They are not new. These guys have been here for the last 20 years and they have been failing.
If I can just come in there and just ask you, you're saying that you're the only opposition that is actually bringing in something of substance. What are you bringing? What is your policy?
Number one, we are bringing the politics of maturity, where it is not about insulting the leadership of the country. It's about also engagement and exchanging serious ideas. It's also not a crime to talk against the sanctions as opposition. And again, it is not a crime to support the land expropriation without compensation. It is not a crime to acknowledge good things that the government has done and also criticize things that they've done wrong and propose. This is what we are saying. Let's have checks and balances, but let's not be excited like young boys politics, where you just want to have people clapping hands for you instead of you proposing. Now, these guys have not gone to Congress, but they say they stand for democratic dispensation. But absolutely nonsensical, because If you stand for democracy, you've got to go and subject yourself to the people. We subjected ourselves at our Congress in Kai. People decided to put a leadership. So let them go to Congress as well, and then they can speak of democracy, because otherwise they cannot come here and be telling us about democracy, yet they are afraid of Congress, because they fear Towozan Kupe, they fear Tendai BP, they fear Welsh Benguve, they fear each other. They've got crisis within CCC.
Oh, okay, but Towozan Kupe is not part of the CCC leadership. Anyway, let me jump to Mr. Jokora. But Jokora, Murukunzwa, Andi, Navanti Mande, imi we mapato anofikisa muri kungochema chete zuva nezuva uyezve kana mukawanika nemusatananire ruzhinji pasea we yemusunuuro hapana zvazvichatandura munoti
hatisi kuchema hapana ari kuchema ivo ndo vari kuchema muri kuvanzwa vari kuuya vachituka pano vari kutaura zvenonsensical chirungu hamheno chekupi vachiti nonsensical nonsensical ini hamuna mbondinzwa ndichitaura kana vara rimwe chete rekutuka isu tiri chizvarwa chinyowani we don't believe in politics of hate. We don't believe in politics of insults. We never did. We don't believe in politics of violence. We are a peace-loving party, a peaceful party, and our engagements are engagements of ideas, not engagements of insults, like what we are getting here, engagements of people that come to blame a fellow opposition party simply because of ideological differences, as he's talking about. I don't even know what ideology he stands for. And I don't even know what democracy he's talking about. We can teach Divani and EFF democracy, because that's what we have been doing. If you see the history of Dr. Richard Morgan Tsvangirai, he's known as the father of democracy, because we have always been a democratic entity and a democratic party. We have always had our congresses at an appointed time. We don't have congresses at a time that EFF wants. We do not have congresses at a time that ZANU-PF wants. We have congresses at our own time. We know what they want to do. You know, how can he say that we are afraid of Tendai Biti? Tendai Biti is one of us. How can we be afraid of our vice president? Thokozani Kupe is one of us. How can we be afraid of one of our members? We are not afraid of anything. We will do the Congress at an appointed time, at an appropriate time. And Divane, EFF, or ZANU-PF cannot frog march us to a Congress. And I just want to take some time to educate this man. You know, he doesn't understand the background of the shutdown. The shutdown is not a CCC project. It's not a party project. It's not a political project. These are students, mere students, that are dejected, that have been trying to get a conversation with the Minister of Education, to get a conversation with the government itself, to whoever put together their points. I was interviewing Chifunyise today, one of the organizers, one of the students. He told me that they've been trying to reach out to the government for the past 2-3 months. They even wrote a letter telling them, that was last month, that if you do not address our issues, we are going to take up to take it to the streets, because we have been trying to talk to you that we cannot afford these mandatory school fees increases that you are just bringing to us. We can't afford them. Our parents can't afford them, because they are not working, or those that are working are not being paid enough to afford the high tertiary school fees. You also saw what happened this week when the schools opened. Teachers failed to report to their stations to go and work, because they could not afford the bus fares. They are being paid money that is less than the money they use to go and work. The children themselves fail to report to classes because their parents cannot afford to pay the school fees that is being charged by the government. The teachers' school children themselves could not also go to their schools, because the teachers themselves can't afford to pay school fees in the schools that they are teaching. So the students have sat down and said,
aha, apo tukunzwa vajokora vanga vari kutaura ivo zvakamirira bato ravo, uyezve vachitaura ivo kuti sei vari kuwanikwa vachitsigira zvichange zviri kuitika nemusi.
I'm back.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Jokora.
Let me just sound up. So this is the reason why we are having this national shutdown. The students are disgruntled, and this is just a way of communicating their problems. This is a way of bringing awareness to the country and to the world that there is no education that is taking place in Zimbabwe. And someone comes here and he says he's representing citizens when he's going against the wishes of the students, the wishes of the citizens. The citizens want their issues addressed, and they've done everything possible to have those issues resolved. And the government has been putting sticks in the ears. They are not hearing them. They are not addressing their issues. What do you do? You go in the streets and exercise your democratic right. And you need to get that. You go to South Africa, where EFF is. They go in the streets and demonstrate. So don't come and tell Zimbabweans that they can't demonstrate when they have issues.
No, Zokora, you are lying. I never say that. That's not true. I have said that we have not been involved. We are not part of it. We do not understand what are its objects, what are its outcomes, what are its predicted outcomes. I say to you, what are you going to achieve? I never said students must not protest. I never said students must not seek to be heard by the government. I never said that. So stop telling the people things that are not true. The problem is that you have hijacked.
Gentlemen, let's get back to the matter at hand, because obviously you're from two different parties, so you can trade bubbles. But let's get back to the issue at hand about the transportation. What are your suggestions, you as EFF, moving forward? And then Mr. Zokora Moyo or Mr. Rokini, the CCP, the Shupisha Muku Tarisra, which is no gona kuitwa, kutinye impune samunika, iwan kuitikazi, mifataka tarisa panyaya, ye chokufambisa, uye jipanyaya, yeku ratitira kuruku rongwa, nemsuye mufuro. We'll start with you, Mr. Nzimbane. You just give us your solutions in brief, and please stick to the topic, no more trading bus. Thank you.
Yes, I think number one, what we are saying to the government in the immediate side of things is that the government must relook the issue of ZUPCO and see if they can bring back Inchova, they can bring back the tax operators immediately to help support the shortage that is there. But otherwise, the government must also be open to engage all the stakeholders, including various associations, various political players, so that we can come up with a shared solution as a sustainable long-term solution. But in the immediate, they must relook the strategy of ZUPCO. They must not look to phase out ZUPCO completely, but they need to either go back to where we were, but it should be done in a way that is in the best interest of the people. It should not be about businesses wanting to cash in. The last thing is that before I feel that, let me just make this final comment on the shutdown. The shutdown that this man is talking about, they've already hijacked it as a fundraising initiative. These guys have failed to fundraise. They now want to raise money because they've got no money in their pocket. They want the embassies to give them more money by calling this shutdown. Comrade Zokora is very much aware that they've hijacked this thing from the students. The issue started as the fees must fall. Now he's talking about various issues. The student doctors, the student nurses, we're talking about serious issues that the government must consider. But they've rejected and politicized it such that it's going to end up achieving absolutely nothing. That's why we are not part of it. But we certainly stand with students.
Thank you so much. If you can say the same thing in Ndebele before we move over to Mr. Jokora.
Engikuchoyo ukuthi uhulumende mayekhangele futhi indaba kaZukho, ekhangele ukuthi engaletha masinyane kakhulu abantu bemthova ukuze bencedise, ngoba abantu bathwele nzima ukuyafika ezindlini
bathwele nzima uhamba siya sabona umama okade ingeniswa kuzubukho ebanjwa kubi okungela dignity. So siyakhuluma le government ukuthi mayizame ukuyingage ama stakeholders wonke including ama opposition so that sithole i-solution shared across the country, because the transport system problem is not a Bulawayo, a Harare, a Mtare issue, is a national issue that must be resolved. Ngiyaxolisa ukuhlanganisa lesikhiwa, because that's where we are a new generation.
Thank you. Toenda kunyemi ba chukura. And the api matinga stima solution amuru kuhunza. Panyaye mabaz, aya uyeshi, panyaye shutdown in sumuku.
Isu kuti no to command transport. Zvekuti kunopiwa munhu mumwe chete yekuti ndiye anonzi akuti akwanise kufambisa vanhu 15 million muZimbabwe. Azvikwanisike, todzokererei kumitemo mapolicies a 19 gocha nhembe tava muna 2000. Tirikuda kuti vanhu vana veZimbabwe vose vanokodzera, vane mari dzavo, vane mabhazi avo, vane makombi avo, vabvumirwe kutakura vanhu. Ndozvinhu zviri kuitika kwese kwese kune dzimwe nyika: South Africa, Zambia, America, United Kingdom, Kenya, chaitaura nezveRwanda musuno. Vanhu vakavhurirwa nyika kunzi itai zvamunokwanisa kuita. Chero mchitevedzera kumbiro remtemo, chero mchitevedzera mitemo yemumugwagwa. Ndozva tiri kuda isu. Hatidi zvekuti munhu mumwe chete ndiye anonzi anopiwa kunzi chiita izvi ari oga. We can't have that. So the government must open up the transport system, transport industry as soon as possible. Otherwise, this crisis will get bigger. And going back to the issue of the shutdown, I'm encouraging every Zimbabwean who is listening right now, please talk to someone in Zimbabwe that on Monday you are not going anywhere, whether you are in Bulawayo, in Gokwe, in Dangamvura, in Chinoi, anywhere where you are in Zimbabwe. This is not a shutdown for Harare only. This is a national shutdown. Everyone stay in your house. Do not move on. Do not go anywhere. We need soldiers who tried to get people out like they did in 2019, but let's remain resolute, let's be peaceful, let's remain in our houses, even those in the transport sector, let's not go out. This is just a peaceful way of telling the government that they are messing up and the people of Zimbabwe are not happy, the students are not happy. I don't know what my brother here is talking about, that CCC has hijacked this shutdown. We haven't hijacked it. We are not even part of it. Did you see any statement from our party? There is no statement from our party. This is a citizen thing. These are students speaking out. These are Zimbabweans speaking out. It has nothing to do with us. Fundraising, we have failed to fundraise. Who are you talking about? We are a citizen movement. The citizens are funding their own for their own revolution. They are funding their own party. We do not need any embassy. We do not need any country. We are funding our own revolution. And you will see that Zimbabweans are going to prevail by their own means, by their own funds, by our own money. Zimbabweans are convicted. Vana veZimbabwe vazvipira kuti takuda kutora nyika yedu tichishandisa masimba edu atinawo sevanhu, semacitizens, tichishandisa mari dzedu, atidi vamwe vanhu. Saka musataure, musauye pano muchimirira ZANU PF kutaura. You have become the best spokesperson for ZANU PF today. You spoke for ZANU PF. Dr. Mabaza is not here. Dr. Mabaza is not here, but you managed to articulate ZANU PF position against CCC and against the people of Zimbabwe.
That is your problem.
We are not fundraising. We are not fundraising. Do not come here. Do not come here and repeat.
Okay, gentlemen, let's go back to the issue at hand.
Let me
Christy jump in there.
I didn't disturb you when you're talking.
You're talking to me.
I'm not insulting. I'm just. I'm responding to what you said. You said we are looking for money. We are not fundraising.
Do I have a ZANU PF card that you have?
You are speaking.
PF in Zimbabwe.
You are just repeating everything that ZANU PF says, that we are fundraising from embassies. We never get a cent from any members.
But you are just repeating what the Western puppets say. Exactly what you are doing.
Okay, gentlemen, let's
come in. Mr. Ndivali, you have made some allegations here which are quite serious, that they have hijacked this movement and they are trying to make money out of it. Can you give us, can you elaborate on what you have, what evidence you have on that?
Dololo, he doesn't have. What is that?
Yeah, beautiful.
Okay, can you tell us what makes you say that they are trying to make money out of this?
Look, the previous experience that we have is that these guys, they've cashed in this thing. Just look at what Linda, Comrade Linda Masarira, is disclosing now. She was working with these guys. So, look. There is a lot of reference that we can pick up whereby these guys, when they've got no money, they'll cause a bit of attention. It's attention seeking. These students were organizing their thing. They wanted to have a conversation with their country, with their government. But these guys, Zokora came here and made a call to all Zimbabweans, calling for this shutdown. So doesn't it give you an idea that they've taken over? Is he a student? Is he a student nurse? Is he what is he calling all Zimbabweans to stay at home? Are you going to provide food for those Zimbabweans who are not going to work? Are you going to go and deliver food parcels to those people who hustle every day? Are you going to do that? No, you are not. You are just going to allow or cry out for people to stay at home just because it's an attention-seeking exercise. Let the students have that conversation. We support the students, but we do not support an initiative whereby it's being politicized, it's being hijacked, it's being dubbed as a CCC project. So we cannot be part of that. Clearly, these guys have got no value, nothing that they stand for. But he can come here and say that I am ZANU-PF. But we cannot say what they are. Are they MDCT? Are they ZANU-PF? Are they Mavambo? Are they ZAPU? Because they share the same colors. We don't know who they are. They just say they are citizens. They are triple C. Today, you are saying that Togozani Kupe is one of yours. But Togozani Kupe is just putting on that yellow, T-shirt. But she's still the MDCT leader. That's what we are told. But today we are so confused. We don't know whether we are coming or going. So the last thing that I can say to these guys is that EFF will never be ZANU-PF. EFF Zimbabwe will continue to be EFF. We are part of the EFF family across Africa. We are more than 19 EFF across Africa. We are calling for a borderless Africa. We are calling for expropriation of land without compensation. We are calling for sanctions to be lifted against Zimbabwe. We do not want to see any sanctions against any African country. We are very clear. We speak with clarity against sanctions. So whether you call us ZANU-PF, but we are against sanctions, you take it or leave it.
Thank you, Mr. Ndivali. We'll give a chance to Mr. Zokora to respond, and hopefully there will be no interference between the two of you. Mr. Zokora, what's your take?
And that's one thing this man needs to know. When someone is speaking, you don't interfere. You don't speak over me. You know, right? And now, let me continue to educate you. There's something that is called solidarity. Triple C is a social democratic movement. Solidarity is one of our pillars.
Oh, that's your ideology. Sorry.
Can you please shut up?
Is that your ideology? Yes. Because we are not told what ideology
no,
is.
No, no. Can you please shut up?
Okay,
come no. Look at this man. No, okay. No. We can't have this. We can't have a conversation like this.
Let's have
Yeah, when someone is... Yeah, a normal person, a normal human being, in a normal discussion, will shut up. When I finish, you can ask for time to come in. I just told you, we are a social democratic movement. Solidarity is one of our pillars. We stand with those that are being undermined. We are standing with the students. I'm here not as an organizer of the shutdown. I'm here in solidarity with the students. I'm here in solidarity with the parents. I'm here in solidarity with the citizens of Zimbabwe who are part of this shutdown. And that's all we are doing. We haven't taken over. We are not part of its organization, but we are a citizen movement. We are a movement of the people, by the people. We stand with the people and will always be on the side of the people, not on the side of the oppressors. We have chosen to stand with the people. You have chosen to stand with the oppressors. You have chosen to stand with ZANU-PF. We have chosen to stand and articulate people's issues. If people are having transport issues, we stand with the people. If people are not having food on the table, we sit down and discuss issues that will bring food on the table for the people of Zimbabwe. That is what solidarity means, and that is who we are. So, Monday, vana ve Zimbabwe, musaterere zvikutaurwa nemapuppets eZANU-PF, ngatipindei, ngatigarei kuZimbabwe kwedu, tiri kwatiri ikoko, hakuna anopinda murodzi. Hakuna anenda kupi ingogara mumba mako izvozvi pata foni uri pauri ipapo utaurire mumwe munhu ari kuZimbabwe kuti mswe mande hakuna anobuda mumba chero kuGrowth Point hakuna anobuda mumba haisi nyaya yekurwisana inyaya yekuti vanhu vanzwe zviri kuitwa mastudents vanhu vanzwe nyaya yevana vechikoro vari kudzvanyirirwa vanhu vazive kubatirirwa kutyorwa kuri kuitwa kodzero dzevana vechikoro kutyorwa kuri kuitwa kodzero dzevashandi muZimbabwe. Mass action is one way of bringing awareness. It's one way of bringing education. So these are some of the values, some of the advantages, some of the things that you were asking for, Mr. Ndivani. Kuti kana ma protester chii chinozoitika, would have brought awareness, would have brought education, would have made the government understand that we are not happy. And then we take it from there. And that's a struggle. I don't know what kind of a struggle you are in, that is, if you are even in, because you look like you are in a very good zone of comfort. You are okay with ZANU-PF. You are okay with what Emmerson Mnangagwa is doing. So we will not talk much about that. We will continue to stand with the citizens of Zimbabwe and the people of Zimbabwe, and we will continue to articulate all their issues.
Thank you very much. Mr. Ndivali, you want to respond?
I think this man has now come out open and said that the CCC is a social democrat, whatever he say. But a few days ago, we were told by the deputy national spokesperson of his, organization that they do not believe in ideology. They do not believe in anything. They do not see that as important. But I'm surprised. But he's now saying that they are in solidarity. But at first, he actually made a call as if he was a student, as if he was an organizer. He must be aware that they've got a Zinasu that is actually almost aligned to them, who are very much at the forefront of this. And you must be aware that the way that you've been going about it, even today, this shutdown is very partisan. It's not about Zimbabwe. It's about the CCC gaining attention, seeking attention, taking advantage of the crisis. Look,
crisis sometimes presents an opportunity to come together as a nation, an opportunity to find solutions. And those solutions must be found among ourselves as Zimbabweans. We should not be tweaking to the West. We should not be tweaking to anyone. Let us come together as Zimbabweans and find solid solutions. This is what I'm saying, that you will call people to stay at home. Are you going to provide the food for them? Are you going to go to the market for them? Are you going to compensate whatever they are going to lose on that particular day? Because right now I'm in Zimbabwe, you are in America. For me, I'm on the ground. I can see what is happening, my brother. Believe me, you are calling people to stay at home, and you do not know that every day people are going into town, doing various businesses, supporting various sectors of the economy. Some are builders, some are welders, some are doing all sorts of things. But you are telling them to stay at home. Are you going to compensate them? And after this day, stay at home, what are you going to achieve? For me, what I seem to get from what you are saying is that you want to get the attention of the government so that the government can realize that the people are suffering. I must be sure that the government are aware that the transport system has become a problem. Therefore, solutions must be found. So what we need is the opposition. I'm not talking as a governing party, as the opposition. We must have conversation among each other. Yeah. You, the Triple C, you are talking about me insulting you. Day in, day out. Okay. You are insulting one of yours, Monzora. You are insulting one of yours, Linda Masarira. You, the Triple C. You are insulting Makupe a few weeks ago. Just because she's now putting on your T-shirt, just because she's now campaigning for you, she's now one of you. You guys are very, very dishonest to the people of Zimbabwe. EFF Zimbabwe is going to expose you because you've been in government for the last 20 years and lying to the people of Zimbabwe.
Mr. Ndibale, just a quick question. Mr. Zogora has said that the students who are organizing this protest did try to have a conversation with the ministry, but there was no joy and they had no option but to take to the streets. What do you say to that?
I must say that I'm not aware of a statement that has been officially issued by the students, by the student nurses, to say that they have wrote, they have done this and this, and this is the last option that they are now following. I'm not aware. So I'm not able to comment in a manner that is balanced or factual. But what I can tell you is that these guys from Triple C, they've got a tendency of taking the rumors that are going on and using them as facts. These are the guys that have been coming up with various concepts. Juice, here's this and this, final push. These are the same guys who are calling for a shutdown. And we know you, and we know what you want. So for us as EFF Zimbabwe, we are saying to the people of Zimbabwe, it is indeed true that there are challenges out there. And we believe that there has to be solutions. Solutions must be found very quickly. And it should be solutions that are in the best interest of all Zimbabweans. And it should mean that all Zimbabweans, including the opposition and the government, must engage genuinely in good faith to resolve the presenting problems that our people are facing. It should not be a finger pointing. It should not be an insulting platform. We must engage. The government must take the immediate steps to consider bringing Imchova, bringing Manachova Mbaiwa, Manawatwa, to ensure that we support Zimbabweans so that they can get home safely. But let us not politicize this. Let us not make sure that every time there is a crisis, we are standing up calling people to do this and that, yet we are not going to provide food on their table the next day. People are fending for themselves, Mr. Zogora. stop telling the people of Zimbabwe to stay at home, yet you are not going to share with them the money that you are going to get as CCC. The people of Zimbabwe are going to continue to be moneyless. Let us come together and try to resolve the economic challenges, the issues around sanctions. Let's speak with one voice. Even the opposition, let us denounce the sanctions so that our country can move forward.
Nekuti imi nemusiye mukuru vanhu vachange vaine mvara havazodzii manje kuti vachivodyei munoti
ukaona munhu anozviti ndewe matongerwo enyika ari kuopposition ouya akarodza mapakatwa akabata mapakatwa akabata mapfumo obata mabheura akakura kupfuura anobatira vanhu munhu waari kuziva akonzeresa nyonganyonga muZimbabwe, akonzeresa kuti vanhu vashaye chekufambisa muZimbabwe. Tiri kuona isusu vandimani vari kuuya vakabata bheura rekutema vachamisa, rekutema triple C, kupfuura bheura ravakabata rekutema munhu ari kukonzeresa kutambura kuri kuita vana veZimbabwe. Ukaona zvadaro wobva watoziva kuti pane nyaya, pane zviripo ipapo. And I'm taking great offense in the way Mr. Divane and EFF are ridiculing the citizens, in particular the students. I'm sure every student who is listening right now are good at summer because of the ridiculing that is coming from Mr. Divane. He knows, he understands what students in Zimbabwe are going through. And is choosing to ignore students' issues, students' critical problems that they are facing, that they have been articulating. He chooses to ignore what he sees in the newspapers, on social media, when students are speaking, when students are articulating that they cannot afford to pay school fees. That was increased by over 8.
I think, Mr. Jokora, you're on mute. Your speaker is muted. We can't hear you.
We can't hear you, Mr. Tokora. Mr. Tokora. Anyway, we are running out of time. Mr. Ndivali, can you wrap up in just 30 seconds, please? We are out of time.
Yeah, I must say that what you said at the end is not true. The fees must fall is an EFF concept. Free, quality, decolonized education is an EFF concept. So we stand with students. But what we are saying is that let us not hijack this thing as politicians. Let us support students and let's engage as a people, as Zimbabweans, and find lasting solutions in the transport sector. Let us not ridicule everything that is being done by the government. Let us do checks and balances, but in a manner that criticize and propose. That is what I'm saying. And Comrade Zokora has been saying that I'm carrying what and Ndakatakura Mafumo Chichi. He knows very well that I'm telling the truth, and I'm not against Nelson Chamisa. In fact, we are within the generational situation together. But I will not agree with them being unable to denounce sanctions. If you fail to denounce sanctions, you've already failed the patriotic question.
Unfortunately, we've run out of time.
And maybe we can just give Mr. Tokora 30 seconds because you got cut. Just 30 seconds and we're done. We've run out of time, Mr. Tokora. You can wrap up in 30 seconds, please.
Yes, let's stand with the students. Let's support our students. Let's be in solidarity with them. Our students are suffering. They need respite from the government. And let's also stand with the workers of Zimbabwe and all the people, the citizens of Zimbabwe, the ones at the suffering end of the chaotic transport system that we are being subjected to by ZANU-PF. And one way of ending that is making sure that we end this Emmerson Mnangagwa government. We need to get rid of ZANU-PF. We need to get rid of ZANU-PF, and let's do that by registering to vote and making sure that we vote them out in 2023.
Okay, thank you so much, gentlemen. We have run out of time, like I said, so we are now wrapping up our show. marvelous.
Yes, tinotenda vese vanga vakateerera nesu uye zvetinotenda vanga varikani vedu vakawanda zimande veefa vanga vari pachirongwa chedu chanhasi tinokutendai vakawanda zvokura ve Citizens Coalition for Change.
Thank you so much to everyone who joined us and who listened in. Until we meet again next week, my name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Margaret Mutlanganyahuye. Have a very good night and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there on Sunday.
Thank you.